You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Taiwan. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang is with me. Gordon, there is an election in Taiwan coming up very quickly on Saturday. What are the candidates and what do they represent?
John, there are three candidates. William Lai, the vice president of the Democratic Progressive Party, the governing party, now has a lead, which seems to be widening. There are two candidates, one from the Kuomintang, the traditional party, and there's a new one, the Taiwan People's Party. Both of their candidates appear to be much more favorable to Beijing's position. So it's shaping up as two pro-China candidates and one pro-Taiwan candidate, if I can simplify things.
We welcome our colleague Steve Yates, chair of the America First Policy Institute's China Policy Initiative. Steve, a very good new year to you. I've seen this election in Taiwan described as a edge of your seat and then again as we've got this. Where is it now in your understanding with days to go?
Well, just from personal experience generally, and then in watching things in Taiwan this time around, I would take nothing for granted. All trends do point more towards continuity versus change in the presidential election. William Lai has worked very, very hard as a candidate. President Tsai has campaigned on his behalf, representing some degree of continuity on policy. The opposition is, as Gordon described, divided. And there's sort of this outstanding question of, will there be strategic voting in Taiwan where the lesser of the opposition candidates' voters switch to support the one more likely to succeed, thus blocking William's chance of winning a plurality? And we are talking about a plurality outcome as most likely, not a majority outcome, as has happened before in Taiwan.
Gordon, you have a question for Steve.
So, Steve, are Taiwan elections normally volatile, and is this one more volatile than others?
Well, we have the 2004 example where the incumbent president and vice president were actually shot in a moving vehicle on the eve of the election. I think that's probably a degree of volatility all would rather avoid. And years of speculation about whether they chose to be shot in order to get sympathy votes, I think, borders on insanity. If I ever had to be chose to be shot, it would not be in a moving vehicle, I would promise. But so there have been outlandish things happen. The 2012 election and the 2016 and 2020 elections were relatively non-dramatic in terms of the ultimate outcomes. It seemed like they might be closer coming up, but they were, especially 2020 was a blowout. So this time around, I think that William is in a relatively comfortable position for the presidential seat by comparison. But the legislature is much more divided and probably is going to have to go through a coalition government kind of experience.
Steve, the economy on the mainland, no secret here, is in bad shape. Xi Jinping is surrounded by question marks as to whether he is as strong as he can be perceived from the outside. Does that have any connection to the Taiwan election? The Chinese miracle ended in Xi Jinping under pressure.
Well, I think it's much more that there's an impact of the wolf warrior mentality, the constant intrusions by air, sea, and even balloons going across Taiwan, just the constant barrage of attacks, pressure, the squashing of Hong Kong, all of that has an impact on Taiwan voters. There's always this issue where people who live in Taiwan will say, but economic issues matter much, much more. And they do matter an awful lot. But if you just watch the close of this campaign, the presidential debate that they had, there's still an awful lot that comes down to two issues. Identity. Who are we? Are we Taiwanese? Are we Chinese? Are we a democracy? Or are we some union in the future with the people across the strait? It's China and identity that really come down to it. So Xi does play a role. I still think it's this broader pressure and negativity campaign that's driving the electorate more in the embrace of their own culture, politics, and identity.
Gordon, you have a question.
So, Steve, you talk about identity as being a critical issue. How do the voters in Taiwan self-identify?
Well, the one is, if there isn't a gun pointed to their head, it would almost be the entire population, minus a small sliver, would say, I'm Taiwanese, and I might have some Chinese culture, heritage, ethnicity, but I'm not part of what's going on in the mainland. I don't want to be a part of what's going on in the mainland. With the gun to their head, they still overwhelmingly identify as Taiwanese first, Chinese second, perhaps. But politically, they don't want a union. And so their version of supporting the status quo is essentially independence from their point of view, politically and ethnically. In some ways. And that's why I think the opposition has had such a hard time. They still talk about being a bridge to somehow communication that would facilitate this sense of a union across the strait. And I just don't think the Taiwan public buys that that would work or that there is a union to be had.
I believe the events since the last four-year term election include the crushing of Hong Kong and the brutality towards Jimmy Lai. And at the same time, these provocations around the region, the South China Sea, in addition to other threats made by the mainland. Does that influence in any new fashion the voters, or have they gotten used to it?
Oh, I think that it definitely accelerated a trend that existed before. I mean, there is a longstanding trend of the People's Republic of China threatening Taiwan and saying that force is on the table as an option at some point, but there might be a timetable, but we won't tell you exactly what the timetable is. Kind of mentality. It's existed for a long time. But they also had their own COVID experience, and they've had swine flu and avian flu and other kinds of toxins that came across the strait to affect them. The Hong Kong experience completely destroying the promise of one country, two systems, I really do think took a leg out from under the engagement wing inside Taiwan politics. It still exists. But I think all of these things had a cumulative effect, and they did accelerate in the last 4 years.
Gordon?
So, Steve, is there anything that China can do to win the election for its favored candidate, presumably Kuomintang's candidate? Or is it basically Beijing just sort of at the point where it can huff and puff, but there's very little effect on the populace?
It mostly has a little effect on the populace. And the effect it has usually drives more votes toward the opposition. But if they were going to influence this outcome truly, they would be working very heavily behind the scenes on this strategic voting notion that I talked about. And they would be trying to press within the KMT, where there's still Leninist controls of some sort, to get voters to swing either behind Ko Wen-je because he leads Ho Yo-i, the KMT nominee, or the other way around. That strategic voting is the only chance they have. Math says if they can unify behind one opposition candidate, that then William would be vulnerable.
Presuming the election goes forward, is there any talk of a disruption by the mainland, either online disruption, violence, that sort of thing? We have that talk all the time now whenever democracy becomes the question. Are they using the same arguments in Taiwan?
Well, there's always been a concern about things like that. And there's a really long time between the election and inauguration in Taiwan. The inauguration is May 20th. And so that's going back to almost FDR times in the U.S. for how long of a gap there is for a transition. And if it's continuity from DPP to DPP, there's less of a transition. I think all eyes are going to be on the legislature. If it's divided and there's some sort of counterbalance or pressure points, there's less of an appetite for Beijing really going after the leader of Taiwan in the wake of the election.
Steve Yates, chair of the America First Policy Institute's China Policy Initiative, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.